The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
I've been getting lots of flack this week for only talking about women's issues on The Last Word, which isn't the case at all. But nonetheless, in my opinion, feminism is definitely all about equality. So in the interest of equality, we're going to look at the other side of sexual harassment and how men can also be subjected to unwanted attention. Now, we got lots of texts into the show yesterday from men saying that there is a double standard, or they believe that there is a double standard when it comes to this. I'll give you a couple of examples. So one here, hi Susan, not taking away at all from women who've experienced this, but it happens to men just as much. Women just as much objectify men. They make comments and inappropriately touch men. You see it all the time in pubs, clubs all over the country. A few years ago, I worked in a shop and was the only man there. At the end of the day, the female manager made the women open their bags, but I had to go one step further and remove my sweater down to a vest top. Now imagine if I did that to a female. Double standards. And just another one. I played a gig in a pub last week, Susan. There was a hen party there, and while we were setting up, I was groped, grabbed and checked for a wedding ring. I'm married in brackets. Continued through the gig, felt up, grabbed at, kissing me on the cheek. If this was a stag party, they'd be thrown out and barred. But when roles are reversed, it's just girls having the crack, apparently. Now, to discuss this a bit further, I'm joined in studio by Fergal Darcy, presenter of Off the Charts here at Today FM. And also on the line, we have Alan O'Neill from Men's Development Network. Fergal, let me start with you. Is this something that you, you spend a lot of time in pubs and clubs around the country, as we know. Is this something that you'd have experience of?
Yes, happens all the time. This is a frequent in the job. You will, on any given night, you will get groped, and it's one of those things that you're kind of encouraged. Society's view on this is that if you're a man and you're sexually assaulted by a woman, you're meant to sit back and enjoy it, not to actually speak up about it. And that's the double standard that's there. If the shoe was on the other foot, if you like to put it like that, it's a very different situation. It's meant to be perceived as amusing rather than wrong. And it's something that we all, anyone that's on the circuit DJing will tell you, it's happened to them and we all struggle with. Like, people will grab you, they'll grab you by the head, they'll pull you in. And your reaction to that is to swipe your hand up and to push your hand away from you. And if that happens in your DJ box, then you could be accused of assault.
And how do you deal with it then? What's your sort of MO when, you know, you see somebody coming for you and you feel that you're going to end up in a situation that you don't want to be in?
Generally, you can avoid it. And the way I do it is whenever I'm in a DJ box, I like to have the security guys close to the DJ box and kind of stay far away enough from the public. I generally don't try to interact too much with people. When I'm in a nightclub, I generally just stick to the job. If I'm talking to someone, I lean in. If they put their hand up, I'll make the gesture, put my hand up and say, don't pull me in or anything like this. You'll also get people that'll grab you. I mean, in fairness, and it's the most seedy and tedious thing ever. You know, people will grope you on a night out.
Like grab your ass.
Yeah, that kind of thing. That happens all the time. I went out recently with a friend of mine and she was grabbed 100 times in a club in Dublin. And she said that she felt very uncomfortable about the whole thing. The same thing was happening to me. And do you know something? It's just, you're used to it. And so, it's a sad thing to say.
So it's a bit like, oh, all men love sex, so why would you not want to be grabbed? Is that sort of the mentality you think?
Yeah, but if you speak up about it, straight away you're in the wrong. Another one of these I see in society as well, and this is kind of a little bit off point, is that if you're a man and you're hanging around a place where there's a heavy amount of kids, straight away you're seen as a predator. Whereas if you're a lady, you're not. Society seems to believe that women aren't capable of abusing a child.
So a double standard.
There is a double standard there, all across the board.
Let me just jump to Alan O'Neill from Men's Development Network. Alan, is this something that you hear on the ground, men feeling that they can't speak up about this kind of thing?
Yeah, and it goes a bit further than that, Susan, in that it's, and Fergal touched on this, it's that it's not expected of us. And also, in whatever way we're brought up and whatever way we're conditioned, it's like Fergal described there, you know, not feeling comfortable with what was happening, with being groped. Like, it's not sort of considered acceptable for men to express that sensitivity or that vulnerability. And it goes with what you said there yourself, that we're sort of expected to want or enjoy every bit of female sexual attention we get. While there's no place in us, no place in our conditioning or in our culture or in lad culture for us to be vulnerable and say, look, I actually don't like that. Like, you could be faced with slagging from your male pals if you said that, for instance. So because they might go, God, I'd love a woman grab me or whatever, you know, that sort of slagging or comment could be the result of a man, say Fergal or myself or whoever, saying, God, I was very uncomfortable with that. And actually having a mature and adult conversation about it, which is what you're doing now.
And how do we sort of, that lad culture that you refer to there, how do we try and go about chipping away at that, say, from a young age up?
Well, you got it's the whole thing. I mean, you know, the thing of boys don't cry and all that, and this has been said so often, but it is still so true that there has to be space. Parents have to allow space for the boys to be vulnerable, to express discomfort at an early age. And this is really true as well around when they're around adults as well, that they can go to their parents and say, God, I wasn't going to, they wanted the language to say that, but I wasn't happy with the way such and such an adult was in whatever situation they were in, but also how their peers treat them, and be able to say, as boys, be able to express that vulnerability and not be told to man up or grow up or be a man and the usual sort of stuff that boys get when they show vulnerability.
Fergal, let me come back to you. You're talking about being in pubs and clubs. How much of a factor does drink play in this?
Drink is the huge factor. Drink is the cause and ruination of everything. It is the big thing in the problem. I'll give you an example. Interesting social experiment to do, right? Man and a woman get drunk together, go home together. Both of them go to the exact same guard at the exact same time, we'll just say. The man says, she took advantage of me last night. The woman says, he took advantage of me last night. Who are they going to follow? Who are they most likely to go after and say, well, the likelihood is that's what we're dealing with. That's the social experiment that needs to be done here. Drink is the big factor. People get confidence on them. This is a minority group. Like, we're not talking about, everyone doesn't do this. You know, a lot of us.
Like, I'm sure lots of people come up just because they know you from Today FM.
Yeah, there's a difference between putting your hand on your shoulder and putting your hand on your bottom. I mean, even though both are flesh, and that's the difference is. You know, there's a very interesting thing, a point I was making earlier on today. There's a film from a few years ago called Crash. Don Cheadle is in it. It is called Crash. It won Oscar for Best Film. There is a couple of scenes in that where you will see that there's a policeman who takes advantage of a girl in it, and it brings out everything in it. And when you see those kind of things, if I had a euro for every girl that has told me that she has been groped and something like that has happened on a night out, it's disturbing. But similarly, if I had a euro for every guy who's got grabbed in his manly regions, It would be just as prevalent.
But they're not telling you about it. And I suppose that's,
they won't
what, we're,
say it.
That's what we're trying to focus on, is that there is a reluctance for a guy, for you to say to one of your friends, God, I had a really tough night last night. There was a girl, came on really strong. I was telling her no, you know, she wasn't really listening. It was definitely hassle I didn't want. Like, not enough guys, I suppose, are willing to have that kind of adult conversation with a friend.
No, the attitude is, as I said to you earlier on, that if you were assaulted, that you will be asked, and did you enjoy it?
Or you probably loved it. You probably loved it.
That's the attitude, yeah.
That's it, exactly. And, you know, there's other, I mean, there are human rights issues here, actually, which are each individual's right to their bodily autonomy. So that's what people actually need to get into their heads, is that this is an individual human being that has rights not to be sexually abused in this way. And also for people to understand boundaries. And what Fergal said there about drink is so true, that once the drink is on board, the boundaries all get really, really blurred. And that's where the whole, people need to be thinking about bodily autonomy, and they need to be thinking about consent. Do I have this man's consent? Do I have this woman's consent in any of these situations, whether it's groping or whether you end up going home together?
Fergal, we've been talking a lot about harassment in the workplace as well. Is this something that you'd have experience of, or is your experiences specifically to do with being out late at night in pubs or clubs, or do you see that kind of thing or hear it as well?
Yeah, this has happened to me actually before. There was a situation where I was uncomfortable with an individual where I had a conversation rather than place a formal complaint, though, because I felt that wouldn't achieve anything. And okay, I also felt intimidated. So rather than do that, I just had a word and I said, not comfortable with that, have words, I don't want that happening anymore. And it does happen. But this conversation goes a lot deeper than that. And it's not just about sexual harassment. I think it's like, you know, a woman can beat up a man, but a man can't do that to a woman. That's as simple as it is. There's other things as well. Male genital mutilation is legal in every country.
That's right.
Female genital mutilation. You mentioned that, and you see the conversation you get. This is across the board double standards.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, circumcision of boys is just taken for granted. Absolutely taken for granted. It's crazy. It's sexual abuse, basically, of boys. And Fergal's absolutely right. The other side of it, though, just with regard to women beating up men and men beating up women, CUSC, which is the agency for the Department of Justice and Equality, has, and you may have seen them ads on television right across this year in relation to women being the victims of domestic violence and men being the victims of domestic violence, and they have included both in that. So people should look out for that. It's the website to go to is What Would You Do? And it's about people thinking about exactly what Fergal is talking about and what we're talking about here today, which is about people's attitude to when women are the victims or the perpetrators and when men are the victims or the perpetrators.
Let me come back finally just to you, Fergal. We were speaking yesterday about the line between flirting and harassment. Do you feel we're getting into an area where you might be afraid to compliment somebody? What's your take on that? Like, if someone in the workplace complimented you, or would you feel awkward if you were trying to tell someone they looked well or looked nice? Is it all about how you do it, maybe?
I wouldn't only say in the workplace. I'd say everywhere. You know, always be vigilant, you know, and people need to be careful with the words too as well. Particularly, like, you know, there's a high difference between complimenting someone and being flirty with someone and actually saying something that is kind of racy and shouldn't be said.
Give me an example.
Do you know, like, geez, you have a great arse. That's for me, you know, that's a bit borderline there. A lot borderline, actually over the border. Would you say that? If I was to come in and say, Jesus, Susan, huh? I'm telling you, huh? Do you know, like, oh, you need ABS brakes to handle them curves. Oh, that's cheeky. But, you know, do you say it to a work colleague on a night out after a few drinks? That's okay. I'm not groping your
aunt
like that.
Or you hear people say to people, oh, you're all right, like, yeah, in the workplace.
Is that
appropriate?
Yeah, you're looking a bit righty. Yeah, that's grand. I don't think there's any problem with that. There is a difference, though, between coming over and sitting beside someone and putting your hand on their leg and going, you know, you're looking well there today, love. Yeah, and that to me is wrong. I have a situation that I want to mention here, right? If I'm in a DJ box and a lady breaks into the DJ box and she's messing around with all the equipment and all the sound goes wrong, right? And I go over and she starts hitting me, right? And then I have to grab her by the hands and put her over and put her outside the door, right? I'm the one who people will say, that's wrong, he shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have done that. Yet, I'm just doing my job. I'm trying to make sure nothing goes wrong there. They're the kind of situations that men end up in all the time. And you know, the majority of the time, all the bad guys, they're the ones that don't get caught. It's sometimes, a lot of the time when it comes to these things, it's a good guy who was just doing something in a situation, did what he thought was right at the time. That there's huge, huge question marks over this.
Well, you have there's two things there. One is, we have to remember that mostly men are stronger than women, so we've just got to reflect on that. It doesn't mean that that Fergal doesn't need to get the woman out of that situation. And the other thing, there is a lot of work going on with perpetrators of domestic abuse in Ireland. So it's not that the bad guys aren't all getting away with it, just to say that as well. But it's also interesting to note, like, that Fergal gave really good examples of what people might say to each other, but he used sounds and tones, and you'll notice that the tone changes.
Everything has a context, I think. That's probably
absolutely
what we need to remember here, is that, you'll know when you're feeling uncomfortable. And I think when somebody is making you feel uncomfortable, you'll know that too. They know they're making you feel uncomfortable.
And it's to trust those own feelings in yourself, Susan. And what's good about all of this conversation, you know, the Me Too campaign and all of that, is that it's making us all reflect on this and how we talk to each other in these situations, and that can only be good.
Okay. One thing I've always noticed in this, though, is honesty is the best policy. The best thing to do is just say it to a person if you're uncomfortable with them.
Exactly.
Say it straight up and say it in front of people if you can.
Yeah. Okay, be really
if you can, being the important thing, because you've also got to look out for your own safety in all these situations as well.
Fergal Darcy and Alan O'Neill, thanks for speaking to us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.